Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the birds bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com. Check out all the things that she's got going on. You got a daily tax tip there, don't you, Eva?
I have a baby tax tip?
A daily tax tip.
You know what?
They might be babies. I don't know, for all I know. I saw a baby there one time.
Somebody, I just wrote an article for Equifax about parents and their new babies and the tax implications.
Mm-hmm.
No, I used to have a daily tax quip before the cancer. Right now, it's about weekly, and next year it'll go back to daily.
We'll handle that. We'll deal with that.
So we'll deal with that.
We just want you to get well. Hey, Eva, talk to us about the... Some ways, if we had a profitable year last year and we haven't filed our taxes, can we still affect our tax bill?
We can. There is this wonderful secret way that you can still put away about $50,000 into a retirement plan and get the deduction for last year's tax return.
Wow.
There's only one way to do this, and that is with a SEP IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't set it up yet and you have a corporation, do it immediately, because you can set it up and fund it until the filing deadline of September 15th.
Always
you haven't
personal.
Filed your tax return.
You've already got to, never mind your corporate filing with the 15th of October. I mean, of September. Oh, it is a September date, though, right?
That's September for the corporations. For people filing a Schedule C, you have till October 15th. To set up and fund the SEP IRA.
Uh-huh.
And you can put away about 20% of your profits.
Wow.
On the SEP IRA. And, if your spouse is also part of the business, up to 20% of the SEP IRA, up to, I think it's about $52,000 each.
Wow.
For the corporation, it's based on your salary.
Of course, you got to have the cash.
You've got to have the cash to fund it. But
yeah,
that's why I'm saying, if it was profitable and you've got cash or access to
mm-hmm.
some low-cost loans,
mm-hmm.
and there are still some 0% credit card loans that you can get that will only cost you 3%
right.
for the cash advance, it's worth it.
Right, so you might have to go get the money. You don't have the cash, you can go get it somewhere else. But let me ask you... the SEP IRA, do you have to involve your employees with that?
Well, you do. So if you have
that's
a business
catch.
That
There's
has
always a
employees,
catch.
then you have to start working through the details really fast to see how much you have to involve them. And, then you may not quite have this extra time.
Right.
So people with employees really need to do some regular planning.
So if you've got employees, do you have to contribute a percentage of what you contribute, or do you just have to make it available to them?
Well, in general, you need to make it available to them, but when you're making the profit-sharing contribution, then you need to include them. So when you have your own contribution, not necessarily, but the profit-sharing part of it, which is the part that lets you get that large deduction.
Right.
And so, since you can't involve them at this point when you have employees, this may not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the only plan that can still be...
It's really attractive for contractors, for individual sole proprietors, right, without employees.
A lot of the internet entrepreneurs make a lot of money. They have a lot of cash flow. They have no employees. They
high
have
margins.
A couple of virtual helpers.
High profit margins.
They have high profit margins. This is perfect for the internet
yeah.
millionaire,
mm-hmm.
who is usually broke at tax time,
mm-hmm.
because
yep.
they didn't make any, and they didn't make their estimated tax payments during the year. So what they do is they have a tax sale to generate the cash to pay their taxes.
Right. So
and it works. A lot of these guys, it really works.
So talk to your accountant, your tax professional, about the possibility of a SEP IRA, and see if that's a way of lowering your tax bill. So we got September 15th for the corporations and partnerships. And LLCs.
LLCs filing as corporations or partnerships.
Yep.
LLCs filing on Schedule C as the personal deadline.
And that's October 15th. So you got to get your corporate 15th. Done now and get that information filed and get that those numbers to apply to your personal return. If you've been extending, that's of course if you've been extending. Eva, thanks again for being here. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.